As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi there, and welcome to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm Steve Zhang, live on CITR 101.9 FM in the beautiful city of Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. And today is August 31st. Once again, it is the end of another month. And that means, of course, tomorrow will be September the 1st, and that will officially mark the coming of the fall season, the departure of summer and all the hot weather, and it seems like today we are already getting a taste of that because of the downpours that we've been having. But that's all right, because I'm going to take the time that I have, this 1 hour, to brighten your day just a little bit the best way that I know how with Asian music. So first up today, from Taiwan, they're an indie disco funk jazz band called Cosmos People. They're a highly experimental music group. They were actually formed by high school friends in 2004, but they didn't release their official debut album until 2009. But when they did, that album hit number one in its first week. They became quite the hit, especially amongst the college student crowd. And the song that I have for you today is called 一万小时, which translates to 10,000 hours. And on this song, we're going to be able to hear their distinct style, the use of retro synthesizers, mixing older disco funk music with the familiar Mandarin pop melody. It's presenting an interesting take on love. What they're doing with this song is that they're speaking from the perspective of a guy who's asking for his lady's trust in him completely. And he says that he wants to be a tree to absorb her tears. And that's not an abstract interpretation. That's actually some of the lyrics in this song. It's a very touching, touching message. So let's check it out. Cosmos People, 10,000 Hours.
Oh,
Cosmos People with 10,000 Hours on Asian Wave 101, a great act from Taiwan's indie scene. A lot of the groups within that part of Taiwanese music follow more post-rock and punk rock paths, but they're kind of outside of the ordinary, and they bring a sound that we're really not that accustomed to hearing from that particular part of Asian entertainment. They're actually going to be having a show here in Vancouver in September, and by September I mean actually 4 days from now on Sunday. So if you are interested, might be worth it to check it out. Next up, from Korea, Oh My Girl, a girl group who debuted in 2015. They have become quite the topic, and they released a new single under WM Entertainment at the beginning of the month, at the beginning of August, called Listen to My Word, or Aing, which is not an actual word itself. It is Aegyo, which is a sort of sensation within Korea, a specific behavior and cultural sort of thing that involves usually a female, a woman, if you may, usually girls, I should say, actually. And what they'll do with Aegyo is that this is kind of their way to, Aegyo is kind of their way to, I guess, put the moves on someone in a sense that they kind of want something. It's not anything big. It's not like shady or manipulative, but it's kind of a way that they get their way. And it usually involves a lot of these cute gestures, sort of exaggerated, very hammed up sort of cuteness, the gestures and expressions that they use towards older males who are usually their boyfriends. So this song is more odd than anything else. It's very cute. It's loaded with what I just mentioned, that Aegyo. And what they're really doing with this song is asking you to listen to their love story, which is a very innocent story. It's about wanting to be together with this one special person, sharing in all those moments. But then the song features Skull and Haha, who are actually both reggae artists. So you mix that in with the cutie patootie bubblegum pop idol sort of thing. And then you add Skull and Haha, and this is what it becomes. For a while when I first heard this, I really struggled to put it all together, but it's definitely a summer sort of song. Skull intros the track, and Haha, you'll be able to hear him after the first chorus. So with the strangely addicting track, here's Oh My Girl featuring Skull and Haha, Listen to My Word.
Yeah!
Yeah, man.
It's the summertime, feel the summer vibe. Dance with Oh My Girl, feeling high, true you now.
Gotta like it when you whine like this. Gotta like it when you talk like this.
It's the summertime, feel the summer vibe. Sing for them, baby.
한 번, 두 번, 세 번, 네 번 말해도 전혀 지겹지도 않은 걸 뭐 계속 도망가지 말고 이제 나의 사랑 내게 들어줘.
That was Oh My Girl with Listen to My Word, an interesting combination of cutesy bubblegum pop and reggae. Reggae is a genre that's not usually the territory of idols within the Korean music scene, and to see them attempt that is definitely worthy of note. But the fact that, again, this is such a strange mix of a song. If you like the sort of eclectic style, definitely go and give Oh My Girl another listen. They are currently the hot trending topic in terms of pop groups in South Korea. Next, again from South Korea, some fresh talent from the underground indie R&B scene. His name is Ello, and he's currently signed with J Park's AOMG record label. He's also part of the Vivid crew with Loco, Gray, Zionty, and Crush. Loco and Gray, of course, are also currently artists under the AOMG record label. And recently, Ello released his first EP under AOMG called 8FAM, or Wheat Fam, as the case might be. And the concept is simply 8 songs for 8 girls. And the song that we're going to listen to from that album is called Tattoo, which was the pre-release single. And it features AOMG CEO, Korean-American recording artist Jay Park. And it's a sexy R&B baby-making jam produced by Chacha Malone. The idea is really about leaving a mark on a lover. Verse 1 is sung by Ello, and that's kind of meant to hit you with that initial sexiness, to kind of establish the tone, establish the meaning that this definitely is one of those songs. And then verse 2 was sung by Jay Park, and this is actually where it kind of changes pace a little bit. It becomes a little more abstract, and the lyrics are as follows: left a mark deeper than it seems, thicker than black ink. And really what my interpretation was of this, at least, is it's exploring not just the physical act, but definitely the intimacy, that connection, not just the physical one, but the emotional connection within those moments, and sharing that with the other party involved. So let's check it out. Ello featuring Jay Park, Tattoo.
Baby girl, 나의 입술 달라도 너무 느달아 중독되게 확실해. If you feeling sexy, say.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so.
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Jeez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
We are back on Asian Wave 101, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Right before the break, we heard Ello featuring Jay Park, Tattoo. Ello just released his first EP, 8 Fum, under AOMG. Musically, it was a slick, polished, and just all around very well put together effort. The contrast between the vocal types definitely added to the interest throughout the song, and it's really one of the few baby making jams that does not include the intense imagery of that. It's much more subtle, and for that it definitely deserves props. So next up, Sharon Kwan, a Chinese American singer-songwriter, off her latest album Blossom, Ai Yao Shuo Chulai, which also is called Love Me in English, and this one definitely showcases a more Western sound. It's got heavy use of dance and R&B styles, and what she's really doing with this song is calling us out, us specifically being guys. She's saying that if we like someone, we should just say it, because love takes guts, and if we don't sort of come out of our shells and actually just go out and say it, nothing will actually happen. And for a very long time, Sharon Kwan was actually marketed as being a balladeer, kind of the future of ballad music within the Chinese music industry. But what she's really doing is she's definitely showing some versatility. She's tackling other worlds, other genres. And this song, to actually really say this, it wouldn't be out of place within K-pop. So let's check it out. Sharon Kwan, Love Me, Love Me. And after that, it's Pride, Toronto-based hip-hop artist with Healer. Again, as you heard earlier at the beginning of the show, there is a content warning in place on the Pride song specifically. Some coarse language can be heard on that song. And, you know, hip-hop artists, often they do swear kind of to emphasize a point. But if that is something that you find objectionable, please do feel free to tune out, but rejoin us in a few minutes, or just wait until next time when we'll have something that's fun for everybody. But either way, Sharon Kwan, Love Me, Love Me, coming up next.
Love, 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 I've had all the things you wanted. I've had all the things you needed. Maybe you don't really love me. Maybe you don't really need me. Yeah, maybe you should just be honest. You don't enjoy us company. Cause if you were both happy and in love, you would not be calling me, calling me, calling me. Filling glasses of wine and we're both spending our time talking about things he don't ask you to talk about. Won't you step out of line? Oh, baby, so fucking fine. Why don't you come the fuck over and let it out? Oh, late at night, on our phone. Hate that you, all alone. Call the car, girl, come over. You shouldn't listen to him, don't let him control you. Do what you want. Do what you want. If I'm all you think about, then get in the car and we can do what you want. Do what you want. I don't wanna stress you out. Don't drink too much if you're without me, cause you might get way too fucking honest and just blow your fucking cover. I ain't fucking with no other. If you made some bad choices, shit wouldn't be like this. Called you over just to fuck, now fuck that, let's get lit. He ain't give you that attention, this is foolery. You're confusing me, baby, is this you and me? Spilling glasses of wine and we're both spending our time talking about things he don't ask you to talk about. Won't you step out of line? Oh, baby, so fucking fine. Why don't you come the fuck over and let it out? Oh,
late at night, on our phone. Hate that you, all alone. Call the car, girl, come over. You shouldn't listen to him, don't let him control you. Do what you want. Do what you want. If I'm all you think about, then get in the car and we can do what you want. Do what you want.
All I have to do is say, and you think about that, like, these girls have to deal with men in their lives every day. They don't listen to them, they don't ask them what they want. They don't even ask them what they can ask them. All we gotta do is ask them what they want. And when they tell you, it's a beautiful thing. You're just like healers or something. Yes, man.
That was Pride Healer off the I Don't Belong Here mixtape. And before that was Sharon Kwan with Love Me, Love Me. Pride is one of Canada's top hip-hop talents, for real. And I Don't Belong Here, the album before the album, was released earlier this year in March. So definitely be on the lookout for his next works. If you are interested in finding out more about him and more of what his music sounds like, you can definitely find him online on all of the social media, SoundCloud, Twitter, all of that good stuff. And now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And first up, iconic Japanese group Baby Metal is going to tour with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You heard right. Baby Metal, the pioneers of the Japanese music style called Kawaii Metal, will accompany Red Hot Chili Peppers on their United Kingdom tour. The Japanese trio will be the opening acts for the band's tour, which will stop in London, Glasgow, Manchester, and Birmingham. The tour starts in December, following the conclusion of Baby Metal's own world tour in September. So for those of you not familiar at all with Baby Metal, they are basically the alchemical creation of Japanese idol singers mixing in with metal music. And their kawaii metal, aka cute metal, is a mix of the edge and the raw energy of metal music mixed with the bubblegum Japanese pop that is usually associated with the Japanese music industry. However, they've kind of taken this and they've created definitely what's their own niche, and they've gained the attention of many very notable metal bands around the world. And this is evident of that, the fact that they're going to be out touring with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it's kind of funny how it's developed into this now, because in the early 2000s, before K-pop became as big as it has become within kind of the Western world, Japanese pop was attempting what K-pop is attempting to do now, and that's break into our side of the entertainment world, our side, our industry here in North America. They did not succeed, or they succeeded, but it wasn't a tremendous success. And eventually they just kind of became reclusive and stuck to themselves in Japan, and only occasionally would the bigger artists actually tour overseas. But either way, this is actually pretty cool, because this is kind of seeing the kind of, it's still part of the rise of Asian music elsewhere in the world. And in the future, what we are going to see, at least I believe, we are going to see more of these acts collaborating, acts from around the world, from Japan, from Korea, from China, wherever, collaborating together with people from the United States, Canada, from Europe, wherever. And this is really, I guess, a sort of cultural exchange and learning from each other, and then also supporting, collaborating, and just having a good time and doing what we all love to do. That is definitely something very, very noteworthy. So next up, another quick update, this time from Taiwan. SHE marks 15 years together as a group. The popular girl group held a press conference to commemorate over a decade performing together. At the conference, the three members also posed with their wax figures, which were unveiled at Madame Tussauds in Shanghai earlier this year. Few idol groups last as long as they have, and even fewer have their impact. Over the course of their career, no other group has been able to provide any sort of competition on the charts and at award ceremonies. Though groups formed in recent years have become popular in their own right, few have had the same impact on the industry as SHE. So, 15 years. More than a decade. They were formed during a time when most of these idol groups, these singing groups, were male. So when they hit the scene, they definitely made a huge splash. They're from Taiwan, but I remember times when I went back to visit China and SHE billboards and posters and advertisements were everywhere that you could see walking down the street, on the television, on radio. They were everywhere. And the fact that they still remain kind of the one girl group within Chinese music that has maintained such a tremendous foothold in the industry, even after all this time, and the Korean music industry is evident of that. Groups come and go, really. And the fact that they've been able to maintain their status as being kind of the indomitable queens of pop music, of girl groups in Taiwan, is definitely a testament to kind of their popularity. And also just their cohesion, because they, at a time, they also, like Baby Metal, kind of found a niche. and they were able to really rock with it despite criticisms of being uncreative and unoriginal. But either way, this is the industry that we see, and even though they may not be as active as a group now, they're still officially together. They've been focusing more on solo stuff, so maybe, just maybe, they'll be around for a little bit longer. And that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines, but for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101.
Music Waste and CITR are proud to announce the 2016 Victory Square Block Party. This free day of music features Morning Coup, Milk, Jody Glenham and the Dreamers, SBDC, Pale Red, and Tough Customer. There's good tunes, good food, raffle prizes, and more.
Yeah.
So come down to Victory Square this September 4th from 2 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
Shuttle is going two times the speed of sound at the moment.
We got a theory.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for Father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Back live on Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source of some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm Steve Zhang, live in the beautiful city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me this Wednesday afternoon. Next up, some more music on Asian Wave 101 from China. Li Weixi, a.k.a. L Voice. He is an R&B singer-songwriter, which is a bit of a rarity in the Chinese music industry, at least in the mainstream. And he has many albums under his belt, debuting in 2011 with the EP All Me. He released his first studio album in 2013, and as of now, he has released a total of 12 projects. Also, he has written and produced for others, mostly other R&B singers who are, like him, more in the underground indie scene of the Chinese music industry. And one song that he released recently, the last time he put out anything, was late 2015. One song is called Don't Stop the Music, and it features the sort of retro style, distinct influences of disco and funk music that recently became really popular within both the pop scene and the R&B scene. And it features very simple lyrics, because what he's really singing about is his love for music, that him, without music, he doesn't feel right. And he uses music actually to tempt the ladies, specifically tempt them out onto the dance floor, and that's where he connects with them, and he takes it from there. So that's next on Asian Wave 101, L Voice, Don't Stop the Music.
Like a music, 现在的night，给我们来一起high，不要是依旧是现在。Like a music, 现在。
Chinese R&B singer L Voice, Don't Stop the Music. The song was composed and written by himself. He's by no means a superstar, and many people like him in China, Chinese R&B artists, are not superstars. Very few of them actually really make it to sort of that level of mainstream fame. But it's really of my opinion that Chinese artists don't really know how to do R&B right quite yet. Now, he's definitely on the right track. L Voice is on the right track. But you'll find a lot of the times that what they're doing is that they're really just kind of borrowing the sound, but it doesn't really fit them. Because even though this is an American genre, there's nothing saying that they can't take this and kind of interpret it in their own way and use that to express themselves. We see that in Korea, that they've adapted Western genres into something that's not entirely Western, but nor is it entirely Korean. They've adapted to themselves, and then they found ways to express themselves as well as they possibly could through something that wasn't actually invented by them. But this, which is just straight up borrowing sounds, is not quite at that level just yet. But I have hope, and I definitely believe that there is potential. So next, from Japan, Jin Akanishi. He is a former boy band singer turned solo superstar. He released a new album this summer called Audio Fashion. And with this one, he is displaying his own creativity. He's taken a more active role in the writing and composing of his music, unlike many idols within Japanese music. And the song that we're going to hear today is called Summer Kinda Love. Unlike most J-pop, this focuses on more acoustic and organic sounds. It's a very carefree song. It's about summertime loving, that fun, high-spirited love, the love that may end sooner than you may wish, but the sort of love that is so freeing and exhilarating when you're in those moments. He's a very versatile musician, and since going solo, he's tackled various different genres, and he actually attempted a U.S. stint. He has a good command of the English language, and he does sing a lot of his songs in English, but this one is in mostly Japanese, so let's check it out. Jin Akanishi with Summer Kind of Love.
It's a sunny day, everybody. Have a good time, we happy.
Jin Akanishi with Summer Kind of Love. He's another artist who broke away from the boy band image, and he carved out a lane for himself. He established himself as being not just the pretty boy idol singer-dancer, but a singer-songwriter as well. He's established his own record label, and through that, he's able to express his creativity even better. He has far more control over his music, in fact, 100% control over his music, and he either writes and composes himself, or he works with other producers. So next up, some more Canadian content. Rael, Vancouver-based singer, songwriter, rapper, producer, with his song Untitled. And this is a very minimalist and very dark R&B track. So let's listen to this. And while we're listening, I want you to really just take it in and allow the sounds and melodies to engulf your mind and guide your thoughts. Rael, Untitled on Asian Wave 101. Rael with Untitled. If you want to find more of his work, you can search him on all the social media sites, Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook. I had a chance to sit down and chat with him a few months back, about 6 months ago, and we talked about his musical inspirations, his current direction with his work, and he definitely has some new projects coming up, so be on the lookout for that. And that brings us to the final track of the day from Korea, Spica, girl group Spica. Known for their vocal prowess, they made their name as being a vocal group. So in a way, they were Mamamoo before Mamamoo was Mamamoo, except Mamamoo is popular, therefore Mamamoo is the only Mamamoo. So going with that, though, similar to the Korean girl group Mamamoo, Spica is known for kind of bringing out songs that have a distinct retro old R&B sort of sound. And they released a new single recently called Secret Time. And this one, you can hear what I mentioned. It's 80s style mixed with contemporary R&B. And the lyrics are about A Secret Rendezvous, which is uncommon for girl groups, and it does get a little bit racy. But that will play us out, and that will take us to the end of the show. If you have any requests for me at all, do send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with host Daniel Hernandez. This has been Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks for joining me on CITR 101.9 FM live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Once again, Spica with Secret Time to play us out. Tune back in next time. We'll have more music and some more Asian news. Until next time, take care.
Secret Time, wait on each boy.